Breakfast Briefing
with NetWatch.
Again today, pages upon pages in the papers to do with the elections. I'll just run you through the front pages because obviously life goes on and other things happen apart from elections. The Irish Daily Mail, prepare for an early election is the headline. Civil servants and lobbyists are being urged to get their budget requests in early, fueling speculation an election in autumn is likely. I'm still saying October. We'll see what happens. Irish Independent, multiple by-elections to create headache for the government. The government is facing a by-election headache with the possibility of up to six TDs leaving the Dáil in the coming weeks. So that would mean you'd have to have multiple by-elections before Christmas, according to the Indo. Or do you just have a general election, one would wonder. The Irish Times, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael fight it out for first place in the local elections. They really are neck and neck for first place in the councils, as the dominance of the two main government parties in Friday's elections was confirmed by counts all over the country yesterday. As Ivan Yates says, there's not a cigarette paper between them. Now, he says not a cigarette paper between them in terms of policies, and now obviously as well in terms of who is first place in the local elections. The Irish Examiner tells us Kelly first MEP as pressure grows on Sinn Féin. Finally, Ireland has elected its first MEP and the government parties are looking to heap more pressure on Sinn Féin. Fianna Fáil is confident that the party will leapfrog Fine Gael to take the largest share of council seats. Sinn Féin had returned last night 99 local councillors. Independents had 218. Lovely photograph on the front of the Irish Examiner of Rashida Adeleke celebrating after claiming silver. Everyone seems to have been watching that last night, and well done to her, and of course Charlene, and of course big well done to Ciara McGeehan as well. She's the main story on the front of a number of the papers. The Irish Sun, she's my golden girl. They have an interview with her dad, who says that Ciara McGeehan's dad sprinted out onto the street to celebrate his daughter's stunning European Championships win. And then the Irish Daily Mirror, come on, you girls in green. The proud mother of Ciara McGeehan said it was her experience on the Camogie pitch that helped her win the European 1500 metre final. And elsewhere inside the papers, interviewing the Irish Examiner with a Cork taxi driver who refuses to accept card payments, and now he's being warned he risks losing his licence. This is Willie Wise, who'll only accept cash, and he says he doesn't have a bank account. He says he's no plans to accept credit card payments in his cab, and he's got a warning letter from Gardaí. The 68-year-old received a letter seen by the Irish Examiner where a senior Garda in Cork warns him that they're considering revoking his licence. But he says he feels persecuted by the National Transport Authority. You can read that. It's on the back of the Irish Examiner. If you're going to the cinema, well, we're told in the Times of London, they've looked at 250 of the highest grossing films last year and found almost half of the titles released feature no sexual content. So the movies are getting a little bit softer, it would seem. The decline was most intense in thrillers and action films, where sexual content had fallen by 70% since 2000. You don't see sex on screen as much anymore. And they found that levels of drinking, drugs, violence and swearing didn't show the same decline over the same period. And in The Sun, dad jokes really are funny, according to a poll which reveals the number one dad joke, which is, this is all in advance of Father's Day, the best dad joke is, I went to a seafood disco last week, I pulled a muscle. Also in the top five dad jokes are, I ordered a chicken and an egg from Amazon, I'll let you know which one arrives first. What did the grape say when it got stepped on? Nothing, just a little wine. And what did the horse say when he fell? I've fallen and I can't giddy up. Anyway, those are the stories, some of the stories in the headlines.
Breakfast Briefing
with NetWatch
on News Talk.